Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. In today's episode, first of all, happy Monday. I just recorded Friday's episode and now I'm recording Monday's episode. So it's like, I'm kind of just really ahead of the game right now. I'm like, oh, happy weekend. No, happy Monday. But seriously, guys, happy Monday, everyone. I am excited to be kind of recording today's. I'm excited, but I'm not excited because today's episode is all going to be about starting a new semester. And I think it's really fun to like get new school supplies and, you know, organize everything and feel like you're on top of the world and like you're so on track and all that good stuff. But then it's also like you have to actually do the school part, and that's what makes it tough. So that's kind of what I'm struggling with right now. I'm still recovering from last semester. This is going to be my first semester back though, like in person, doing in-person classes. I had one in-person class last semester, and it honestly was really difficult to be in person for that class, and I like was having a hard time adjusting to it. I feel like I'm not good at online schooling. I think online schooling was tough, and I've also have done it for 2 years, so I think that really took a toll on me and made it really difficult. However, it's a new year, and I mean, it's a new semester, and I'm going back in person, and I kind of don't have a choice to say like, oh, this isn't for me because I have to do it. It doesn't really matter. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking all about preparing for a new semester, staying healthy through a semester, like making time and prioritizing your health during a semester, and kind of just like being super organized. And also what I'm going to do is in my Amazon storefront, which I always link down below, I'm going to have like a school section, like a new semester section. So a lot of the things I'm talking about, you'll be able to find in that area, whether it's planners or blue light glasses or, you know, whatever it is, kind of just my school necessities will all be in that little link. So that way you're able to kind of purchase everything right there. I always try to find Prime options so that it ships to you fast, and more affordable options, nothing too expensive, because I'm a college student. So I totally understand like needing to save up money and prioritize where our money goes. But yeah, basically I'm going to be going through a little list that I created for you guys. And then I asked you guys on Instagram to ask me questions about starting a new semester, which I'll also be answering. So the number one tip when I have to starting a new semester is let go of all of last year's problems, any guilt. If you failed a class last semester, if you really didn't like a class or a professor or something happened to you last semester, let go of it. I'm not going to lie. The past semester that I had was the worst semester of my life. My GPA wasn't good. My grades weren't good. I had a really bad experience my last semester. So my biggest advice to you is just like, let all of that go. Try your best to kind of just reset your mind, because that past cannot shape your upcoming semester. It cannot shape like who you are right now or what you're doing. So just let go of all of that. It's a new semester. It's a new year. We let go of all that guilt and we start a new us. So that's my number one advice. Do not focus on that. Number two, school supplies. You need good school supplies. My biggest things are having a physical planner. So I honestly use Google Calendar a lot recently. If you have an iPad, I'm sure you use your iPad layout. Google Calendar is definitely what I use the most for the days I have classes, the days I have work, the days I have podcast recordings, and just kind of my life in general. But for school, I 100% need a physical planner to track assignments down. So kind of just writing down like, okay, Monday, I'm going to plan my essay. Wednesday, I'm going to write my essay. Friday, I'm going to edit and submit my essay. Like, I need to write down every single detail I'm doing with each assignment. And I always will kind of just like pick up my planner. I get it from either Amazon or Target. Sometimes I get it. I prefer getting it in person because a planner is so like personalized for me that I'm like, I really want to make sure that I'm like feeling it and seeing what pages are in it and everything. I'm really weird and picky with planners. I don't know why. So having a good planner is honestly a necessity for me, being able to write my assignments and track everything. So my biggest, best places to get it are definitely Target or Amazon. And also Barnes & Noble has really good ones too. They're a little bit more expensive, but they are really good. So definitely having a planning system, whether it's a physical planner, Google Calendar, your iPad, obviously pens and pencils, a backpack, a really good water bottle. So I like my Hydro Flask because it's such a good size. And literally what I will do is this upcoming semester, I'm going to be on campus for like hours and literally be there all day and going to the gym straight after. So I have to like bring lunch with me to campus and I have to bring a lot of water with me. Obviously, you could refill your water there. But I plan on literally, I have three Hydro Flasks. I plan on filling up all three of them to be drinking throughout the day and everything. So highly recommend having like a good big water bottle. Snacks, you never want to get like lightheaded at school or super hungry in school. Even just having like a little bag of fruit or nuts or some type of like cracker or whatever just to kind of snack on so you don't get lightheaded. And having blue light glasses. I have prescription glasses, but they have blue lights in them. And they're the best. They really help me out. I know some people say they don't help. For me, they really do help. I will link the ones I have on Amazon. I have regular blue lights and then I have my prescription ones. But yes, everything will be linked to my Amazon for school supplies that I use. The next thing I have on the list for preparing for a new semester is kind of just dealing with syllabus week. So this is my biggest advice for syllabus week. Like what I do is because some people say syllabus week doesn't exist for them, which is true. Like for some programs, syllabus week really means nothing to you because they just give you work right away. But for me personally, my syllabus week is like they do give us work right away, but also you do have a little bit of time. Like you do have a few days to kind of go over the syllabi. So every single class, if you haven't been in college yet and you're kind of like, I don't know what you're talking about, or if it's your first year of college or whatever, every single class is going to give you a syllabus. And a syllabus is basically an outline of the semester for that class. It's going to tell you every single assignment you're going to have, the days of your exams, the textbook you need for the class, the requirements for the class, everything you need to know about this class is going to be in the syllabus. I have a folder with like five different like flabs, I guess. So each like folder thing inside of that folder is for a different class. And what I'll do is I'll go to like Starbucks, I'll sit down, I'll open up my computer to Google Calendar, I'll open up my physical planner, and I will take the first class and I will write down every exam that I have. So I'll open up May and be like, this is the day of the final exam. And I will go through every single assignment and write it down in my planner. The planners I get are monthly and weekly and daily. More weekly. So what I'll do is like Monday, February 27th, which is a lie. I don't even know if February 27th is a Monday. I don't even think it is. But what I'll do is I'll write down like you have to do this reading on this day or submit this assignment and literally do it for every single class because this is just the best way for me to organize it. And that way there's no surprises. I'll always go back to my syllabus. And what I'll do is my favorite thing is when a professor will write down the days and the assignments that everything is due. So that way when I finish it, I just highlight it. And basically that just really keeps me on track with all my assignments. There's never any surprises inside of it. And I really just recommend going through your syllabus for each class at least once every week or once every 2 weeks at like the end of the week. When you're doing your assignments, just go through the syllabus because the worst feeling is missing an assignment or not knowing like what's going on or being behind. Because if you're behind in college, it literally ruins everything for you. So my biggest tip is to go through that syllabus and write everything down in your planner right away. So that way there's no surprises, you're prepared and you're able to kind of manage your time better. So I'll do that. You could color coordinate it. You could use like colored highlighters, whatever it is that you really need to do, you could totally do. So that's kind of my advice when it comes to syllabus week and going through your syllabus. I think that's honestly one of the biggest parts of school and it's just like, and college especially, just organizing your syllabus. The next thing we're going to go through is making new friends in class. A lot of people wanted to know like, how do I initiate making a friend in class? Making friends in class is honestly very easy. You kind of just like sit down next to someone that you look like you could vibe with a little bit and you're like, I feel like I could kind of vibe with this person. Let me sit with them. You'll always have something to say. Sometimes I've had people literally just be like, hey, can I have your number for like assignments and homework? And I honestly think having or being a part of a group chat for class is such an important thing. And it helps you so much because if you forget about an assignment, there's at least one more person in your class that knows about it. There's someone that could help you with your homework, with your exams, whatever it is. So having friends in class is super important, and it's never weird if someone in class asks me for my Instagram or follows me on Instagram. Like, I've had people that I've had class with that I've never talked to, and they follow me on Instagram, and I don't think it's weird at all, because I'm like, okay, they probably saw my name on the roster for the class and like looked at my Instagram and followed me, and now they're direct messaging me about homework. There's nothing weird about that. Even if it comes off weird to you, I promise you it's not weird at all. Everyone does it in college, and everyone is in the same boat as you, where they're like, oh, is this weird? Like, if I do this, I promise you it's not weird. Everyone does it in college, and it's actually super, super helpful. So that's kind of like my biggest tip when it comes to like making friends, is literally just sit next to someone you think you would vibe with and ask them for their Instagram or their number. You don't have to ask right away, but just talk to them a little bit here and there. Are you a commuter? Do you dorm? Those are just like really easy conversation topics. The next thing is, how do I keep my motivation consistent throughout the semester? This is hard for me too. Like, this is the first 2 weeks of school, I'm like on top of every single thing that you can imagine. All my syllabus is filled up. My planners are filled up. My Google Calendar is filled up. I just started making friends. I'm on top of all of my homework. To be really honest, this is my first school semester where I'm not working a part-time job the same time that I'm in school. So I feel like I'm going to have a lot more free time to kind of like do homework, which I think is definitely going to be necessary. I feel like, of course, I have my podcast and my social media, which does definitely feel like a full-time job. But at the same time, I think that, you know, it could be super overwhelming to be working and doing school, even if your job like isn't super hard. You're kind of like now on your own time and prioritizing everything how you want to prioritize it. So my biggest tip to keeping motivation is to create maybe a vision board or goals for the semester. So whether your goals are to have all A's or join a club or whatever it is, I really recommend kind of like writing those goals down and putting it somewhere that you're going to see it every day, whether it's like in your bathroom where you brush your teeth every day, or on your bedside table before you sleep, on your car windshield, like on your car dashboard, whatever. Somewhere where you're going to see these reminders every day, so you're kind of reminded, this is why I want to work so hard. So I feel like that's my biggest tip when it comes to keeping your motivation, is just making goals, having a study partner, having friends that are in class with you, having cute school supplies, keeping your space organized. If your room is organized and your office desk area is organized, that's going to help you keep your motivation a lot. At the end of the day, it's so normal to be super motivated the first 2 weeks and then kind of lose our motivation a little bit and get a little bit lazy, miss assignments. I feel like the biggest thing is that if we miss one assignment or we do bad on one exam, we're like, it's over. Like, I ruined the whole semester for myself, and we get super down on ourselves, and then we kind of are like, all right, I should just give up the rest of the semester. Like, I'm missing all these assignments. We overwhelm ourselves. We burn out. You don't have to go crazy the first week of school. You know, like, relax, take it easy, set a routine for yourself, find out what works best for you, so that way you're not trying to do a million things at once and like burning yourself out, and kind of just take things day by day and take them very slow, so that you could kind of figure out what routine works best for you. Do you like studying in the morning? Do you like studying at night? Do you like waking up early and getting things done in the morning? Or would you rather, are you more productive at the nighttime? Are you more productive in the afternoon? How many hours do you have to study for an exam? Try to figure out these things for you little by little, instead of trying to push everything and rush into everything. Because if you rush into everything, then you're kind of going to be at a standstill and really burn yourself out in the beginning of the whole journey. So yeah, my biggest tip for you to keep your motivation is to not try to go like a million miles per hour in the beginning, and just kind of take it slow and ease into the semester. Another thing that really helps me to keep motivation is Pinterest. I feel like I bring this up a lot, but Pinterest honestly does help me. Like, when I see aesthetically pleasing like girls doing homework in a cafe, I do get a little bit more inspired. Or if I see super organized, clean notes, I get really inspired. Following influencers who share themselves like in school, there's this one girl I follow on TikTok that goes to Columbia, which is an Ivy League school in New York. And just seeing her vlog her days, what she wears to campus, what she's doing in the library, it motivates me, because you see someone who like has it all together, and you see, well, not necessarily has it all together, but you see someone who's being super productive and having a good productive day. And yes, at the end of the day, she could be taking these clips and not actually studying, but it motivates you to be like, okay, that looks really good. Like, I want to be like that. So my biggest tip is also just following influencers or people on Pinterest or TikTok that have motivating content. That really does help me a lot. I will try to be like that as well. Like, I'll try to be more active on my Instagram stories or on my TikTok when it comes to school. I feel like I don't like vlogging myself on campus, but I will try my best to kind of share more of my school life on TikTok and on my Instagram stories to try to motivate you guys as well, because I do think seeing other people do it can be really motivating and kind of make you be more consistent. The next thing people want to talk about is how to have good grades. How do I become good at note taking and paying attention to the teacher and keeping up with work? Like I said, it's all about how you prioritize and manage your time. I think note taking is something, what I do personally is, if your teacher allows you to have laptops in class, which a lot of my teachers do, I'll always kind of just open up. Wow, I haven't had a laptop in class in so long, since I haven't been on campus in so long. But what I'll do is, like, while the teacher's talking, I'll type out all of my notes and type out the presentation slides and everything they're saying. This is just what works best for me, by the way, because I can't write as fast as they can talk, and I like my written notes to be neat. So it's like, obviously when you type them out, they're going to be neat because you're not writing it. It's not your handwriting. It's going to be the most perfect handwriting because it's just being typed. So while the professor is talking and showing presentation notes, I always recommend just typing it out really, really fast. If they don't let you use a laptop, take a picture of it if they let you. But I like having what the professor says as well as what's on the presentation. So I'll type it out really, really fast, and you're not really digesting necessarily all the information. For some people, they don't really like taking notes and they like to sit there and just listen to the professor, and that's what helps them pass the class. For me, I'm definitely a big note taker. So I'll type everything out, and then later that day when I'm doing my homework or if I go to a Starbucks cafe to like get my work done or something, what I'll do is I'll write down everything that I typed out but neater. And it's like scientifically proven that writing down your notes actually helps you gather the information more than typing it out. And you have to like reread things and rewrite them. I think they say the equivalence of writing something down is the same as reading it like 4 or 5 times. So just like, I really like typing out the notes while I'm in class because it helps me on a time crunch. And then once I get home and I'm doing my homework, I like to write it all out with pen and paper on a physical copy, make it a little bit neater. You could color coordinate it, highlight it, add post-it notes, space it out however you want. And that way you're kind of learning it more by writing it down and rereading it. And it's neater for you. And it's like, this is a better way to take notes. So that way, when you have your quiz, you have all these pages that you already wrote down. And what I do for studying, obviously, it depends on the class and the type of exam. Like if it's a math or accounting class, I just recommend doing a bunch of practice problems. You could find them on Chegg, on Quizlet, whatever it is. Doing a bunch of practice problems is really all that helps me with math. But if it's more like terms and graphs, like memorizing graphs and terms for like marketing or management, or if you're in nursing, my biggest thing is just rewriting everything. So I always rewrite my notes, especially if I have to understand terms or just a specific type of knowledge. I'll rewrite my notes on a physical copy like 2 or 3 times. Even if it's like 3 pages of notes, I'll rewrite it until it's like implanted in my brain. So that's how I kind of am good at note taking, is I just give myself the time to do it. And as for keeping up with work, it's all about how you're prioritizing and planning it. I really think that if you do the syllabus week where you track down all your assignments on Google Calendar and on your physical planner, it'll be very hard for you to miss work. But obviously, sometimes you're taking a lot of classes and it could be a little bit difficult for you to keep up with all your credits and all your classes and all the assignments. So I really do just recommend trying to prioritize time as best as you can. The next thing I'm going to answer is, how do I balance school life while having a social life? I feel like this is hard for a lot of people because when school starts, they kind of shut themselves off from the world and they only focus on their grades. For me, I've honestly never been someone who prioritize school over myself. Like, I've never been someone who's been like if I have a really bad migraine and a really bad headache and I'm getting a little bit anxious about it, I'm not staying up until 4 a.m. to study for this exam. It's like, if it's 11 p.m. and I'm extremely tired, I'm putting myself first and I'm going to sleep and I'm waking up and whatever I know. It's like that TikTok noise where it's like, I gotta put me first. That's me when it comes to school, because if I start to drive myself to a place where my mental health is getting very dark and bad because of school, I just know that it's not worth it for me. I am someone, it's weird because I'm such like a hard worker and I do have a very hard work ethic when it comes to things I love, like my podcast, working out, my lifestyle, being healthy and all these things. But when it comes to school, I've never had that passion for it, which I feel like is normal for some people. But I like school. I don't love school though. So I just feel like my biggest thing when it comes to kind of having a social life is just putting your priorities in check. At the end of the day, having a social life is good for your mental health. It's good for you to see your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your group of friends and go out and get dinner and have a drink and just forget about things here and there. Because at the end of the day, you're not gonna always have that kind of luxury of like, you know, just kind of going to have that time. And it's like you have to make that time for yourself. That time isn't just given to you. It's something that you have to kind of create for yourself. So that's kind of my advice when it comes to having a social life and dealing with school. It's like you just, it's all about your priorities. If you care about your mental health and you care about seeing your friends, you're going to make the time for it. Something I recommend is putting timestamps in your calendar. So what I'll do is I'll open it up and I'll be like, okay, I have class from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., class from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then class from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. So from 1 to 4, I have a 3-hour break and I could go for a walk on that break. I could go to Starbucks and do work on that break. I could get lunch with a friend on that break. Kind of just putting in timestamps so that way you know what time in the day you're free and you're able to kind of prioritize who you want to see, what you want to do, and kind of where you want your extra time to go. So it's kind of just like that on the weekends. Let's say you're like, Saturday night, I really want to go out to dinner with my friends, but I'm not really sure that they're going to want to, that I'm going to have time to because of studying. And it's like, okay, maybe you have to wake up a little bit earlier to study Saturday morning so that you could go out Saturday night. Or maybe you have to study a little bit on Sunday instead of taking the day off so that you could go out Saturday night. It's all about kind of balance, time management, and priorities. The other thing I want to talk about is staying consistent with eating and meal prepping while in school, because obviously this is extra time that we lose. I feel like it's weird because when I'm more on a set schedule, like I feel like when school starts, I'm going to be better at like getting groceries and meal prepping because I'm kind of just crunching time. Like I'm someone that sometimes I leave things for last minute because I know that it has to get done no matter what. So I'm going to get it done. So I feel like when it comes to meal prepping, like I said, all of these things about time management are all about your priorities and it's all in your hands. If you want something to get done, you're going to get it done no matter what. So if you prioritize healthy eating and your body and your mind, you're going to make sure that you go to the grocery store and you get all the groceries you need and that you're going to come home and you're going to meal prep for the week. Bring lunch with you to school instead of just buying lunch every single day. You're going to make sure that these things are a priority to you. So honestly, there's not really like a set tip that I could give you when it comes to prioritizing eating healthy, because it's like if you want that, you're going to do it and you're going to get it done. But yeah, meal prepping is the biggest thing. If you want to eat healthy during school, spend one day of the week. Let's say it's Sunday. Sunday, you do all your grocery shopping, you come home and you prepare everything. You pickle your onions, you make your overnight oats, you make chicken for the week, you make potatoes for the week, whatever it is that you have to do, you prepare all of this. It doesn't have to be for the week, it'd be like for the first 3-4 days. Whatever it is, just prepare it for yourself. So this way you're kind of in a mindset where you're like, okay, cool. Like now that I know I want to prepare this, like I'm going to get it done. I'm going to prep it. And now for the next 3-4 days, I don't have to worry about where my green juice is coming from or where my breakfast is coming from, because this is something you already prepared for yourself. So honestly, that's just like the biggest piece of advice that I could give you when it comes to that. And kind of just staying consistent with meal prepping and the way that you're eating. So the next question that I got is, how do I communicate well with professors? Honestly, my biggest tip to you would be to go to ratemyprofessor.com before signing up for class, because there are some professors who really are just bad at teaching. But honestly, like I feel like every professor that I've had really is willing to help you. I've definitely had bad professors and bad teachers, so I wouldn't say every professor I've had, but majority of professors I had are really willing to help you only if you reach out to them. In college, your professor isn't going to be like really helping you and on top of everything with you unless you reach out to them first. Like I've had professors that literally, they don't know your name. They'll ignore you. You'll never remember their name. Like I've definitely had professors where I don't even know their name because it's like online school and I still have to check when I go to send them an email. But I've had professors that I've actually been really close with and that really helped me with a lot. So I think communicating well is just showing them that you actually care about your grade and care about this class. That is literally all that they want, is knowing that you care about this class and that you care about what they're teaching, because they know a lot of people there are just there to pass the class and get their credits. So if they see a student that actually cares, and you could show them you care by emailing them, showing up for office hours, showing up to office hours is the best thing that you could do, because it really, really helps the teacher know, like, okay, this person actually cares about getting a good grade. And even if they might like curve your grade in the end to give you a better grade, just because they've seen you in office hours, I'm not even kidding. So that's like a really, really big tip that I have, is going to their office hours, emailing them, everything. Next thing, how to balance school and working a 9-to-5. So honestly, yeah, like I was at a point where I was working a lot of hours. Like I was working from 10 to 5 every single day, like, because I was in online school. So it's like I could literally basically join a class from my phone. I wasn't getting the best education, but I was literally working like Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And I had classes Mondays, Wednesdays, but I was trying to kind of like balance it. If you have a 9-to-5 every single day, like Monday through Friday, and you're taking like night classes, your weekends are literally devoted to school, which sucks, because it's like you need your mental health days, you need your off days. The number one thing I would recommend is to, on like balancing it, is having one day off where you don't think about school and you don't think about work. So let's say it's a Sunday. You're like, this is the day I'm not working out, or you can work out, but I'm not going to school, because I feel like normally Sundays are people's rest days for their body, but you can make it your rest day for your mind and be like, I'm not going to school today. I'm not doing homework today. I'm not going to work today. I'm not answering emails today. Today is my day. I'm going to work out. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go grocery shopping. I'm going to meal prep. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to go out with my friends. No matter what it is, I think that having a day where you're kind of just like, okay, this is my day to do whatever I want and I don't have to focus on that, will help you kind of reset every single week. Because if you're just doing the same exact thing every single day of like working your 9-to-5 and then going into class or joining an online class while you're at work and all that, it's like, yeah, you're going to be making great money, but you also need to prioritize the fact that you are in school right now and you need to focus on that as well. So having a day off is a really good way to just reset your mind, reset your days, and just kind of like, and having it that way. So that's my biggest advice, is just having a day off so you don't burn yourself out completely and you kind of keep your motivation. The next thing, or I think it's the last thing I'm going to answer, is the best way to stay organized and make sure your space stops getting dirty. Honestly, there's just little things that you have to do for this. So it's like, I feel like when it comes to staying organized, it's just doing the little things. Like when you get home from school, instead of taking off your clothes and throwing them on your chair or on your bench or on your bed, take them off and put them where they're supposed to be. Put up whatever's supposed to be in laundry in the laundry basket. Hang up whatever has to get hung up. Same thing with school. If you're like sitting at your home office and you're doing a bunch of work and your stuff is kind of all over the place, when you're done studying, when you're done with your work, like fold it up, put it away, put it in its drawers, and just clean it as you're doing it. So that way you're kind of at a better place of, you know, like you don't have to do that weekly cleanup every time. It's kind of just you have it done while you're there. So I honestly just think that's the best way to keep it clean and to keep it organized, is just taking care of it every day that you're a part of it, instead of just doing like a weekly cleanup. So that's my advice for starting a new semester. Honestly, starting a new semester is kind of terrifying sometimes because you just don't know what's coming. But I think just manifest a good semester, do some meditations for it, manifest it, journal about it, maybe buy yourself a brand new journal. I just got myself a journal called Between the Places, which is like a Christian woman's journal, and I'm excited to share with you guys how I felt about it. But get yourself a new journal, a new planner, new school supplies. Like I said, everything I talk about is in my Amazon storefront, which is linked on my Instagram link, and it will be linked in the description. So if you want to get something, if you want to get the blue light glasses or the planner or the Bible journal, whatever it is that you want, it will all be linked down below. I want to wish all of you luck on your new semester. I start school on the 18th of January. So Literally in 6 days. I cannot believe that I started school in a week. Like, the thought of that actually makes me want to cry. I'm not even kidding. I want to cry thinking about it. And I want to cry at the fact that I'm taking an 8 a.m. class, because that was not in my agenda to take an 8 a.m. class. And now it's happening. And I did not want that to happen. And I'm still trying to switch out of it, but I've had no luck switching out of it. But I wish you all good luck in the semester. I'll try to keep you guys posted on my Instagram through like syllabus week and everything, and kind of try to record my progress a little bit to help you guys out. But thank you so much to everyone who listened to this episode. I really do appreciate all the support that you guys give me so, so much. You guys are going to have an amazing semester. I really do believe that. I love all of you. You guys are literally the smartest girls ever. I get messages from you guys and you're like, hey, I'm 15 and these are my New Year's resolutions. And I genuinely get so proud of you, because being so young and having that motivation is a really good thing to hold on to and to work off of. And I know you're going to be so successful. So thank you to everyone who sends me direct messages, everyone who asks me questions, everyone who asks for advice, and just everyone who supports me. I love all of you. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at For You From Eve, or my personal at Olivia Eve Shabo. All my socials are linked down below, and I wish you guys the best. Have an amazing Monday and an amazing rest of your week. We got this.